Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and we are going to be doing a daily audio devotional from the book 40 Days of Teshuvah that I had put together a few years ago, and it's based on the El Chet prayer and just us searching our hearts and asking the Ruach HaKodesh to do a work in our lives to get rid of all sin and ways that do not please Him so we can walk victoriously. Again, this isn't a time of guilt. It's a time of restoration. It's a time of doing better. I like bringing it out as when you're in the business world and you have annual reviews to see, review how your work was, your work and goals. Did you accomplish them in the past year? It determines if you're going to get promoted or a raise. Well, I look at this as a time where the Ruach HaKodesh is giving us our annual review, where we search our hearts because we want to be the best we can be for the kingdom. We know that the Father loves us, and those He loves, He rebukes, He corrects, He chastises because He loves us, and He wants us to excel, and He wants us to do great and mighty things for His kingdom. He doesn't want anything to hinder the anointing upon our lives or the call upon our lives. Daily, we read Psalm 51 and Psalm 27. The goal of El Chet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image. And Torah is a process in our life. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. So prayer number one, for the sin that we have sinned before You under duress and willingly. When you are under duress, the pressure is on. It is during times of duress that we find out what is really in our heart. Sometimes we sin under duress because we have placed ourselves in a position of compromise, or we have put ourselves in a situation that we had no business being in, where there is temptation to sin. Maybe we are tempted to lie to cover up something or accuse the brethren when we are the ones who should be repenting. Maybe we wanted to please our peers and we acted in a way that was contrary to the word because of the pressure of public opinion. Peter knew what it was like to be under duress. If we look at Matthew 26, verses 31 to 35, and then 69 to 75, I'm reading from the Tree of Life version, verse 31. Well, let's begin at 30. After singing the Hallel, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Yeshua said to them, "This night you will all fall away because of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." But Peter replied to him, "Though all fall away because of you, I'll never fall away." Yeshua said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times." "Even if I must die with you," Peter says to him, "I'll never deny you." And so said all his disciples. Now we'll go to verse 69. Meanwhile, Peter was sitting in the courtyard. A servant girl came over to him and said, "You also were with Yeshua of Galilee." But he denied it before everyone, saying, "I don't know what you're talking about." And when he went out into the porch, another servant girl saw him and said to him, "You were there. This man was Yeshua HaNazarite." Again, he denied it with an oath, "I don't know the man." A little later, some of the bystanders approached Peter and said to him, "Surely you're one of them too. Your accent gives you away." Then he began to curse and to swear an oath, "I do not know the man." Right then a rooster crowed. Then Peter reminded himself of the word Yeshua had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times," and he went away and wept bitterly. When the pressure came and the duress, Peter denied he knew Yeshua. Yes, he repented and was used in a mighty way and ended up dying for his faith. But Yeshua knows our hearts, and he knew Peter's heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The word heart appears over 800 times in the Word of God. God is concerned about our heart condition, and this is time for the Ruach HaKodesh to do some heart surgery on us all. It is easy to brag what we will do this and that for God, and that we would never do what Peter did, or we would never sin like our forefathers did. However, the test of what we will do or not do comes when the pressure is on. Whatever is inside will come out, whether good or bad. If anyone knew what duress and pressure like, it was Yeshua. But his will was to do the will of the Father. Luke 22:42-44. Saying, Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. According to an article I read by a doctor a long time ago, he said it would have been extreme stress that caused the blood to pour down his face because his capillaries would have broken due to the deep stress. Have any of us ever been under that much stress? What did Yeshua say? Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. We need to fill our hearts with his word, so when the test comes and the pressure comes, it is a word that comes out of our mouth. Journal, food for thought. Some questions we can ask ourselves. Did I put myself into a compromising situation, and then when I got into trouble, rationalize by saying it was unavoidable or accidental? Have I tried making fences so I won't transgress? Have I considered setting up a penalty system as a deterrent against certain mistakes? When I legitimately got into an unavoidable situation, did I stop to consider why God might want me to experience this particular challenge? Willingly, did I make mistakes because I was lazy or because my flesh, animalistic nature, got the best of me? You know, the word says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we need to, again, examine our heart. Again, when we are under pressure, that's what is really in our heart that's going to come out of our mouth. So it's so important to put that word daily, speak it out, put it into our heart, so that it'll just be a natural reaction from the word that is within our spirit to speak forth the word when the pressure comes. Elvina Mocano, our Father, King. Father, we thank you for the blood of Yeshua that covers us. Father, we ask you to show us how we can improve, how we can act better when it comes to situations of stress or duress, that we would not feel the pressure to compromise, but we would always, Father, stand forth on your word, Father, and come out victorious. In Yeshua's name, amen.